Chapter 30, Coming Again. Our Savior is coming again. Before parting with His disciples on the earth, He Himself gave them the promise of His return. Let not your heart be troubled, He said. In my Father's house are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. John 14:1-3. He did not leave them in doubt as to the manner of His coming. The Son of Man shall come in His glory, and all the holy angels with Him. Then shall He sit upon the throne of His glory, and before Him shall be gathered all nations. Matthew 25:31-32. Carefully He warned them against deception. If they shall say unto you, Behold, He is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, He is in the secret chambers, believe it not. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Matthew 24:26-27. This warning is for us. Today false teachers are saying, Behold, He is in the desert, and thousands have gone forth into the desert hoping to find Christ. And thousands who claim to hold communion with spirits of the dead are declaring, Behold, He is in the secret chambers. This is the very claim that spiritualism makes. But Christ says, Believe it not. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. At Christ's ascension, the angels declared to the disciples that He would so come in like manner as they had seen Him go into heaven. Acts 1:11. He ascended bodily, and they saw Him as He left them and was received by the cloud. He will return on a great white cloud, and every eye shall see Him. Revelation 1:7. The exact day and hour of His coming has not been revealed. Christ told His disciples that He Himself could not make known the day or the hour of His second appearing, but He mentioned certain events by which they might know when His coming was near. There shall be signs, He said, in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, Luke 21:25. And He speaks still more plainly, the sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven. Matthew 24:29. Upon the earth, He said, there shall be distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear, and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. Luke 21:25-26. And they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory, and He shall send His angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together His elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Matthew 24:30-31. The Savior adds, Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, ye know that summer is nigh. So likewise ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. Matthew 24:32-33. Christ has given signs of His coming. He says that we may know when He is near, even at the doors. When the trees put forth their leaves in the spring, we know that summer is near. Just so surely, when the signs appear in the sun and the moon and the stars, we are to know that Christ's coming is near. These signs have appeared. On May 19, 1780, the sun was darkened. That day is known in history as the Dark Day. In the eastern part of North America, so great was the darkness that in many places the people had to light candles at noonday. And until after midnight, the moon, though at its full, gave no light. Many believe that the day of judgment had come. No satisfactory reason for the unnatural blackness has ever been given, except the reason found in the words of Christ. The darkening of the sun and the moon was a sign of His coming. November 13, 1833, There was the most wonderful display of falling stars ever beheld by men. Again, thousands believed that the day of judgment had come. Since that time, earthquakes, tempests, tidal waves, pestilence, famine, and destructions by fire and flood have multiplied. All these, and distress of nations with perplexity, declare that the Lord's coming is near. Of those who beheld these signs, he says, "This generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away." Matthew 24:34-35. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words, 1 Thessalonians 4:16-18. Christ is coming, coming with clouds and with great glory. A multitude of shining angels will attend him. He will come to raise the dead and to change the living saints from glory to glory. He will come to honor those who have loved him and kept his commandments, and to take them to himself. He has not forgotten them, nor his promise. There will be a relinking of the family chain. When we look upon our dead, we may think of the morning when the trump of God shall sound, when the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. 1 Corinthians 15:52. That time is near. A little while, and we shall see the King in his beauty. A little while, and he will wipe all tears from our eyes. A little while, and he will present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Jude 24. Wherefore, when he gave the sign of his coming, he said, "When these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh." Luke 21:28.